All right, 8 minutes gone past the hour of five. I am Khaled Akuru Batbo. You're listening to Hard Facts at 92.3 Nigeria Info. Happy New Month. My colleague just told me I should not have stopped the Christmas song. It's Christmas. No, Christmas is near or nigh. How do they say it? But it's time for us to push the conversation for development. And right now, I want us to look at the Port Harcourt refinery. Remember, the past administration told us that the refinery will be ready by December 2023 and will kick off operations, or will start operations, by January 2024. This administration has echoed the same promise, more than once, I should say. The promise has been made more than once. And right now, I'm seeing a report, which is a report of what transpired during a conversation on national TV between the MD Port Harcourt Refinery Company and, of course, the journalist. And he's saying that procurement process for Port Harcourt Refinery is 98% complete. So everything is ready, work is ongoing, and the deadline can be achieved by December. The refineries will work. Now, Ibrahim Onoja, Managing Director, Port Harcourt Refining Company, says procurement process for the rehabilitation of the refinery is 98% complete. The federal government had said the Port Harcourt refinery would begin operations by December 2023. He said the refinery will come on stream soon and it will be very competitive. Now, his words, basic markers for a major project like this is the delivery of your long lead items. We have items here that we have installed in the plant that took 18 months to manufacture. He mentioned some other things, but basically what he has assured is that by December, the refineries will be complete. Okay, so I have a guest on the show. He is an oil and gas expert. He has had his time at, you know, the Port Harcourt refinery. He was a worker there. I'm talking about Tony Nwalia. Tony Nwalia, good afternoon to you. Welcome on the show. All right, welcome.
Good evening.
Yeah, welcome, welcome. So when they say procurement process is 98% complete, what does that mean? Can you tell us?
I think what the MD for the refinery is trying to say is that the refinery is almost set for commissioning to start the plant once again. Like I told you, if the refinery is back on stream, like we scheduled, I want to first of all commend the refinery staff for the work they are doing and commend the drive the government has given to them. But once the refinery starts, you can be rest assured that the availability of food to the car will be bought at the local level. And that will not down the price of what we are trying to do. But okay. Definitely, the government will ensure that the local market is set the cost at the side before it can go for external. So I can assure you that I told you sometime when I discussed with the radio station, our local refinery are put into proper use and are producing. We have no reason to say dollar. It's a different price.
Okay.
We have the food here. We can only get a bit of it, but we'll export some of this food that we want to come up with.
Okay.
The only fear I have is that my government should be able to regulate to make sure that the prep level of the quantum of funds system will have enough to satisfy the market. So I think it's a win-win situation. One is that we have enough local and we have enough to export and make the foreign exchange. So it's a good one.
Okay.
If the time comes on Spain, wonderful to be okay.
Okay, now
don't forget to have some other minority refinery, one coming up in Owerri, there's another one coming up in Odoji. And once this product, these refineries are producing, no matter how little they are producing, they'll be able to meet the country with enough PMS. So I think it's a welcome development to encourage the government and the management of the refinery to deliver as I promised. We initially said December, but it's like December may not be feasible. But I can assure you by January, we can be sure that they are working.
Okay, I want to ask this question. Let's get to consumption now. I do know Port Harcourt refinery has got the old and the new, and the old has got 60,000 capacity. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm hearing you well.
Now I said let's focus on consumption, and the impact it will have on our society. The Port Harcourt refinery has got the old and the new refinery. You know, the old refinery has got 60,000. Is it 60,000? Yeah, barrels per day capacity. When you say barrels, how many liters can one get from a barrel?
How many what?
Liters, you know, can one get from a barrel? Because, you know, we consume somewhere around the region of 40 to 50 million liters of PMS every day. So I'm asking, how many barrels can we, you know, how many liters rather can we get from a barrel?
The network is tall, yeah. But if I catch you well, what the refinery has two capacity, the old plant is about 16,000 barrels a day.
Okay.
About 16,000 barrels a day, and the new refinery has well over 3 times that capacity. And the conversion level is well known. So what can well over what in because if you are producing about 60,000 barrels every day,
220 liters. Okay.
So,
yes, I can hear you loud and clear. So what I want to say is, will the 60,000 barrels per day capacity be able to meet the need of Nigeria?
If you are making about 60,000 barrels a day, converted to the time by 220 or 200 liters per barrel, then you know the quantum of what you'll be getting.
Okay.
On daily basis, the refineries are working to increase capacity.
Mm. Okay. So you're very sure that with the Port Harcourt refinery coming on stream, it's really noisy out there. But you're saying it. Yes, I would have to ask my last question and let you go. But you're saying if it comes on stream, the Port Harcourt refinery, it will help crash you're saying that if the Port Harcourt refinery works, it will help crash the price of petrol. You're very sure?
Yeah, very sure of that. Because the central economic story is there. Once there's enough people around, the price we are buying here will not be what we are buying today.
Okay.
Don't forget that what we are buying today is that they are importing all the products into this country. So, since it's our own product, there's no reason why you can sell it by.
They
will not be done. We're moving plus minus the expenses of producing it. But we're not going to be buying it in dollar, that's the issue. But what we're buying is the exchange of naira to dollar. That's what is affecting the product.
All
right. It's the same process of getting a criminal and getting the derivatives you want from it. But why is it costing? It's cost to import it here. So by that, you put the cost of importation and what are you? Definitely, you're paying dollar price. But since we're not importing it, the crude oil is here, the refineries are here. You only take the local transportation from X point to Y point. That's on the refinery. to go back to the station. About being solar for all of that thing.
All right.
The price will come down.
All right, thank you very much for your time. I really do appreciate it. I understand you're in transit, and I'm happy you took the time to talk to us. All right, thank you very much. You have yourself a wonderful day. All right, then. So you're listening, Let's Talk, you and I. I just did some calculations, multiplications, exactly. 220 liters times 60,000 barrels per day, you know, will get me 13,200,000 liters. Now, they say our consumption is somewhere around 40 to 50 million liters a day. You know, it did crash after subsidy was removed. A subsidy on petrol was removed. So, it may not... You know, it may not, what's the word now? It may not be, meet the need, the entire need of petrol consumption of Nigeria, but it will go a long way. You know, almost 15 million barrels or 15 million liters. I keep making this mistake. Mass was never my strong point, I should confess. But yeah, it's almost 15 million liters a day. That's something, right? It will indeed crash the price, just like we have in the gas sector. About 40% of cooking gas produced locally, and then we get to import the rest, but it still somehow, you know, has the price stable or stabilized in Nigeria. So what do you make of this announcement, this assurance? There is now the assurance that they have made a 98% procurement of the things needed for the refinery to work, and they are currently assembling, and they will be done by that December deadline. Is this good news? I think it is. Will the impact be much? I hope it will. You had my guest, but what is your take? What is your thoughts? You know, there were a lot of naysayers. There were a lot of people said, no, it won't happen. It can't happen. No, this is Nigeria. They make promises. And, you know, even someone sent me a message earlier and said, I'm counting. And I've always asked, because I have a lot of what ifs in my pockets, I've always asked, what if it works? What if? What if? Even as I'm talking with you, someone just sent a message and said, do you people take them serious on their promise that Port Harcourt refinery will work by December? Is it the first time they're given a timeline over that? I beg, let's wait till then. I don't want to hear that promise again. Tony with that one. Okay, another person has just come out to say a barrel is about 160 liters. So I'm going back to my calculator, and I'm going to do 160 times 60,000 barrels, and that's 9,600,000 liters. Not very good, but not very poor as well. It will indeed be able to, maybe some states near the refineries or near the Port Harcourt, like River State, Bayelsa, Akwa Ibom, those states will be, you know, heavily affected by refining activities. The price will crash in those states, while the people who are importing, like Lagos, is not paying as expensive for petrol as we are paying in Port Harcourt. Lagos is paying somewhere around 600 per liter. We are paying, you know, 600 and something, yeah, 700, all of that stuff. So you see, it's going to crash the price, and it's going to help industrialization, it's going to help transportation, it's going to help the cost of living. So what do you think? I want to hear from you. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp messages to the number 0809 030 0800-016-16. What are your thoughts? What do you make of this? Do you disagree? If you disagree, why do you disagree? If you agree with what the MD of the Port Harcourt Refining Company has said, tell me why you agree. But basically, I know we've talked about this, or what will happen if the Port Harcourt refinery works, but now they have given us the assurance. This is December 1. He was speaking yesterday. So, I mean, he already knows that we're in December when he was speaking. And he's saying, I can tell you that a refinery will work. And December deadline, we will meet it. And I mean, if we are having 9,000, I'm colored, I think, in millions, come on. But if we are getting maybe 10 million liters every day from the Port Harcourt refinery, and then we have Dangote's refinery come up on stream, and Dangote can give us the remainder, then trust me, we're good to go. We might just have a very wonderful economic year in 2024. What's the outlook like? You know, what are you seeing? I'd like to hear from you. We're talking for development. Remember, there is a commercial break coming up in a jiffy. So you know what? I would have to go for that commercial. When I come back, I'd like to get your thoughts on that. Remember, we're live on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH. We are live on YouTube, Nigeria Info PH, and we are active on X, Nigeria Info PH. I'd like to hear from you and hear what you think, and let's talk for development.
Hard facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, thank you very much for staying tuned to 92.3 Nigeria Info. And we are looking at the statement made by the managing director of Port Harcourt Refining Company. And he said that yes, the deadline will not pass in terms of the refinery in Port Harcourt coming on stream. And I've just been able to do calculations, and there is the possibility that the refining capacity would go a long way, and then you now want to juxtapose that with what Dangote would bring on board when that refinery starts working, and I do hope it starts working. It looks like a good picture, but do you have reservations? Do you have your fears? If you do, let's know them. But do you think it's finally a good day for Nigeria, and it's going to be a good economic year next year? Let's also hear from you, and let's talk for development. 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp 0809-0306-416. Facebook, Nigeria Info PH, we're live. YouTube, we're live, Nigeria Info PH. And on X, we're active, Nigeria Info PH. This one says, Brother Kalada, these are what ifs. They make women to raise their expectations. Oh, please, melembe, with the what ifs and the Port Harcourt refinery. My female friend here with me is already in the dreamland like Nigerians were when Buhari told us the refineries will work in 2021. And yet again, I'm asking, what if it does? What if it does? What if it does? This one says, Canada, why 98% of the equipment needed to make Port Harcourt refinery operational? What if the unprovided 2% of the equipment prevents the refinery from taking off? Eric Chooks. Eric, I'm not an engineer. I do not know, but maybe the 2% can be sourced from anywhere and wouldn't take time. He said, the 98%, the majority of it, it took 18 months to manufacture, those equipment. I've got Benjamin. Benjamin is calling from Port Harcourt. Benjamin, welcome. What is on your mind? Please tell me.
Okay, good evening, Kalada.
Yeah, Benjamin.
I want to make my own contribution to this topic of this stuff. You see, most times, they come online, they paint very good pictures about things they are doing or they would want to do. And then they give us high hopes that these things will be done. But later on, we still discover that we are still going back to square one.
Okay.
It is fine that, yes, they are, the refineries will come, will start working in a short while. Yes, we all have hopes that we should. But let us say that, as they have said,
it will work that way. Mm. Not that they said it will work, and then later on, we'll not start having excuses that for some reason it's not working, that they will now take it to 2 or 3 months to come. That's not what we want. So all right. We still have, we still believe that it is not ready until it starts working.
All right. All right.
That's my contribution.
But what if it starts working, Benjamin? What if it's my biggest question this evening? What if it starts working?
Yes, let it start working.
Okay.
If it starts working, Nigerians will be happy. Nigerians will be glad.
All right. Then.
That's what we've been hoping for. We've been praying for. We've been working for. That's okay. What we've voted.
Okay.
Let it work.
All right.
And then you will see that a lot of things will change in this country.
Okay. All right, then.
High cost of materials, of food, or transportation will come down. And then you see people who want to start doing business.
All right, thank you, Benjamin. I've got Kenneth, who's calling from Port Hackett. Kenneth, welcome on the show. What is on your mind, please?
Kalala.
You're Kalala, welcome.
Good evening.
Yeah, greetings.
Okay, there's one truth I would want to state. Before I contribute, it's part of contribution.
Okay.
Whatever we Nigerians are facing currently, I honestly think is not the fault of this present administration.
Okay.
Yes, so then, for what they have said, I would believe them. I would strongly believe them. Why? Because they have not said for now. They have not really said anything in pattern, whether to the public or to our economy, and they have not kept it. So I'm giving them a benefit of doubt.
Okay.
That it will be better by next year, and the part of the production of petrol will be effective. Yes, I'm believing on this government.
Mm.
So they have not done anything wrong yet.
In your own perspective, you have not done anything wrong, right?
Yes. In my own perspective, okay. I have not.
All right.
Because whatever we are facing right now was not done by them. It was what the past administrations did.
Mm.
So they came in and they are quietly trying to fix it.
All right. I understand what you're saying. All right then. Thank you very much, Kenneth. But I don't think it's this administration that should take the praise, because you know the rehabilitation started from Buhari's administration. I mean, government is a continuum. I understand that, but in the way he was arguing it, you would want to, you know, give the praise to the previous administration. But Jude is calling from Omuma. Jude, welcome. Let's get your thoughts, please.
Yeah, Canada.
Mm.
I heard when the guy told us that he has a stock, a material that took 18 months.
Yeah, 18 months.
To be fabricated.
Mm.
My question is, do we have enough of that spare? Do we have spare? Because this is not the first time we have that refinery established.
Mm.
And it didn't take many months before it broke down.
True.
We start another repair.
True.
One material, 18 months. If we don't have enough spare, and it breaks down. So what is our plan? Because Obasanjo has told us, and many of us have argued, that refinery is abated, is obsolete. So if that material, I'm talking about what you said, 18 months for one material, if we don't have enough spare of that particular material, I'm talking about one now, but there are many. Are we not running into trouble after 3 months, 2, 3, 4, 5 months, and that material breaks down? So
You have a very fantastic observation, I should say, Jude. A very fantastic observation, because they should have spare.
Okay.
If they don't have spare, then we have a problem. That's a very fantastic observation. Ebiso from Ozeri Road, welcome. What is on your mind? Please tell me.
Yes, hello, good evening.
Yeah, greetings to you.
Last week, I argued with you that December cannot fly. Okay, let me tell you one thing. I've made my own investigation journalism. Eh?
Okay, tell me about
because
it.
Because the man, they're asking for a fire. There's not even some blast the fire there. So you're telling us that this thing worked December. I met one of my friends, like, coming there. He said, he's not going to work for the past 1 week. Why? He said that because the company said that they should review the contract price, one of the dollars into. For the past 1 week, they shut down. This man is telling you that he will work December. And some areas in that place, they are shut down work. Ask the man, area 5, and not stop that pipe, even to paint it.
Let me ask Ibiso. Now I understand your reservations, but how long do you think it will take to fix that pipe? Like you've mentioned, would it take 5 months? Would it take 6 months? I understand. That's why I'm asking.
Every
how
department how, has its own
you still don't. Ibiso, get my question. Calm down and get my question.
I cannot enter there without permission.
So even you cannot enter there because I have tried. But I'm telling you, I'm asking you rather, how long would it take to fix that pipe? Yes, that department is very crucial.
That area 5 plan.
Yes, how long?
Area 5.
Uh-huh.
We have 5 different plans. Now that plan alone. You know how many weeks this is going to
take? That's what I'm asking. How many weeks will it take?
If they're doing that, I won't pay them for 1 month.
Okay. And they have 1 month. But they have 1 month.
More than 1 month.
Okay, so, more than 1 month.
So me, if this is December, so God be the glory. And I know that this was just
so all right.
Take off our mind for that area.
All right, thank you very much. ABC is saying it will not work. He has it on good authority that the refinery will not work even past December, past January 2024. But what is your take? This one says a barrel of crude, approximately 160 liters, and the 60,000 barrels per day would be 9,600. I keep saying 9,000, 9,600 liters of PMS. So at 40 million liters of PMS per day, this is just 9,600,000 liters. It's just 24% of daily consumption need of Nigerians. Thanks, Triumph from Port Harcourt. 24% is good. It's better than zero. It's better than nothing. This one says, good evening, KD. Of the 159 liters in a barrel of crude oil, you get approximately 72 liters of petrol. You confused me there. Okay, 72 liters of petrol. Recalibrate your calculation. Okay. All right. I was talking about crude oil. Really? Yeah, you're right. So there is the possibility that it will be lesser. You're right. Sorry. I told you mass is not my strong point. I mentioned that. But this one says, as the saying goes, Nelly cannot kill a bird. 98% does not mean it has started working. Let them complete it first and let it start working. 98% means we're closed. I've got Justice from Ramadu Maya. Justice, welcome on the show. What is on your mind, please?
Hello, thank you for listening.
Yeah, greetings to you.
Yeah, I'm over here and I just calling from Ramadu Maya.
All right, welcome. Tell me what's on your mind.
There's what we call hope rising.
Hope rising.
Okay. When the expiration of the promise of government is coming close, they will come with the new information that will make the hope of Nigeria to be so rising. Way back in 2017, 2018, 2019 till now, government will keep on shifting the goalposts when the promised period have arrived. How long shall we continue to be deceived? Yes, we'll be happy when the refineries are working, but how sure are we? They have been promising and defaming. And we'll keep on jubilating. I don't believe in that gospel. Let them make it to work. and Nigeria will know the truth.
All right. All right. Thank you very much.